The mayor's had quite a year, passing an early education measure he hung his hat as mayor on.
I'm glad that worked out. It worked out because folks believe in the young people of our city.
Castro and his council successfully passed the largest bond project the city's ever seen, and he addressed the nation as the keynote speaker at the Democratic National Convention. He says CPS Energy and the San Antonio Water System have changed dramatically, creating jobs and expanding their resources. Castro credits Cafe College for helping 21,000 students get help to go to college, and he introduced a cafe commerce idea to help small business owners. All our areas, he says, are benchmarks of success in a city that he says was drastically different just a few years ago.
A lot of times, and I say this as a native San Antonian, we don't believe in our own success, but you can see that success now in the city.
Later, just outside City Hall, a group of activists came together to say what they want from city leaders. Perla Terrazas says the mayor is out of touch with employees like the hotel workers union she represents.
In a city where hospitality is the third largest industry, it needs to be worker-friendly.
Castro says there is a long way to go still to implement the ideas he started while finishing others. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.